Hi there. The word for you today is, the grass isn't greener. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11, we read, encourage and help each other. Mika Munda Campbell writes, and I quote, have you ever secretly compared your spouse to another man or woman, or wished they were more thoughtful, more spiritual, a better dresser? If you have, let me assure you that the grass isn't greener on the other side. That man doesn't clip his toenails either, and that woman doesn't rub her husband's feet while feeding him grapes. Our spouses are the people we fell in love with, and often they just need a little encouragement. So instead of comparing and complaining, nurture your mate in the areas they need it most. I heard about a good-looking millionaire who married a plain-looking woman. It was the talk of the town. Why did he marry her? She's not up to his standard. It won't last. Well, when they came back from an extended honeymoon, it looked like the millionaire was with another woman, one glowing with confidence and poise. Now that's the kind of wife he deserves, declared the town loudmouth. Then she noticed something interesting. It was the same woman, completely transformed. You see, her new husband had taken her away, encouraged her, and built her self-confidence until she started to see herself and see in herself what he'd always seen. So instead of walking around on your neighbor's grass, fertilize your own by looking for the good in your spouse. Speak encouraging words. Acknowledge their efforts to improve. Become their cheerleader. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 and verse 7, love protects, love trusts, love hopes, and love perseveres. Instead of making comparisons, ask God to help you see your mate like you once did. Okay?